This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Now let's run up to Lake Houston, check in with old John Littleton this morning. John, good morning. What's up?
Hey, good morning, sir. Oh, just me and you and a few other people, I think.
Me and you and a dog named Blue.
There you go. Yeah. Gonna go up to Conroe today, try to ride around, find a fish or two. We got one of our top 10 championships tomorrow up on, they always put it on a different lake.
Right.
But, you know, this year's, you know, Conroe. So we're gonna go up there today and ride around and see if we can find us a fish and go catch them tomorrow.
Right.
Hopefully.
Well, yeah. I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah. Yeah, I hadn't been up there since March. I mean, you know, there again, it's just another one of them lakes. I mean, it's close here by the house. It's, you know, less than an hour away from me. And, I still just go out to Lake Houston, you know.
Right.
But you know, it's an awesome lake. Conroe, you know, it's an awesome lake, and you can catch some big fish. And, you know, but I just can't handle all them waves. And, I mean, it could be 0 miles an hour, and there's 2.5, 3 footers, you know, just, you know, from the boat waves.
Backwash off the bulkheads, man, boat traffic. You got it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, I mean, it's not near that bad at Lake Houston. It gets a little bumpy out there during the summertime. You know, there's some boaters out there, but, you know, it's not near the lake, you know, like it is for doing all that as Conroe is. So, but not, fishing's been good, Mickey. I mean, you know, it's not been great, even though, you know, it should be, but, you know, we're catching a few fish. You know, just not a, I don't know. It's just not a lot of numbers and, you know, not a lot of big fish. A lot of, still a lot of them 13 inch fish, you know, it just, and they gotta grow up, but, they're just not doing it. You know, it just seems like, you know, that's all there is in the lake for me. I mean, there's guys catching a few good fish, but
yeah, that's the way it is here right now. This time of year, a lot of that little stuff going on.
Yeah,
13 inch seems to be the number.
yeah. I was telling the guy the other day. I said, yeah, I think them bass swim into a box and sleep it, and it, you know, it compresses them and shrinks them, so they don't grow. You know, that, but the ones we are catching that are 13 and a half, 13 and three quarter, man, those things are, you know, footballs. They're pushing, you know, 2 pounds, a pound and three quarter, you know, pushing that 2 pounds, and they're not even a keeper fish. But, we're going to go give Conroe a try today. You know, you hear all this information, and my buddies give me tips and go here, try this, go there. So, you know, it's hard to catch other people's fish anywhere, you know, whether it be Conroe, Houston, wherever. But
it's always better for you if you find them yourself, you know.
Right, right. I used to fish Conroe a lot. And, you know, I still got some old places that I always go to. And, you know, maybe it'll produce a fish or two and, you know, win a little money and then we got, you know, a couple weeks that we don't fish. I'm going to go up to the deer lease and make sure we get all that up and running and good. And, you know, I've been feeding, but, you know, I hadn't seen anything promising yet. I mean, there's some deer, but, you know, just hadn't seen anything promising. But
yeah,
they'll show up before long, I hope. So, yep. But
well, all you can do is go hunt them and hope for good ones pops out.
Well, yeah, that, you know, we get a couple little cool spells, that rut kick in, and
sure,
you know, we'll have some deer.
What area do you
around,
hunt, John?
Up above Fayette County, out there.
Okay.
Off of 171. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's not open the area, but you know, there's some woods and a little tree line, fence line, you know.
Cover
deer
form.
It's all, you know, yeah, it's all low fence stuff. So
yeah,
you know, but usually manage to kill a good deer, you know, each year, and you know, the granddaughter gets one. So, or, you know, we shoot what we're going to eat. We don't, you know, we don't just go out there and kill everything, you know, so, but, it's all good. But, you know, getting back to Lake Houston, seems like the guys what I'm doing, we're running some rocks there, you know, around the bridge early, you know, with a crankbait, or, you know, people think, man, at daylight, you got to throw top water, you know, and that's that's just not true for me. I mean, some people catch them doing that, but, you know, I just, I like throwing something a little different. Heck, I'll pick up a little shaky head or a wacky worm or something like that at daylight and throw it, you know.
Yeah.
They think, a lot of people think, well, them fish can't see it. They need to hear something. Well, they can see it, you know, and they can, you know, they hear that little movement going on in the water and go over there and see what's up. So, but, you know, we'll see. I hope I catch a couple anyhow. I don't care so much about big fish. We got a big fish side pot that we always do. And then this year I came, well, we did it last year too. So we got also a side pot for the smallest 16 inch bass. You know, they got to be 16 on Conroe.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you get that, you're going to get into that. Hopefully you're going to get into where, well, you got five and one of them is like 16 and an eighth and weighs maybe 2 pounds. And then you catch a 3 pounder. So do you keep that fish to hopefully win the small fish side pot, or do you throw it back and keep the bigger one? So yeah, we just changed it up a little bit, you know. So I don't know. I'd have to be on a lot of fish to throw it back. You know, heck, it's a little bit of money in that side pot deal. So, you know, you got to weigh your odds. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I remember.
I'm glad.
One time we were fishing Florida in the Redfish Cup, and it was weird how it was. You can only have one red apiece per day, you and your partner, which, you know, that was a limit in the Redfish Cup, but there wasn't no culling. Once you put one in the live well, that was it. You couldn't.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And, boy, that made it tough. You'd get one that, you know, and you know that fishing's tough and it's hard to get those bites, and, boy, that was a train wreck waiting to happen. And sure enough, you get two in the, and you couldn't catch, you know, like in Texas, you know, one guy can catch the two fish or whatever, but over there it was just one each. And You couldn't. If once he hit that live well, he was there to stay. There was no throwing him back.
Man.
Yeah.
That's those 6-7 pounders.
No culling. Yeah.
Do I keep it or not?
Right.
Man. That would be a little challenge, too.
You know, and sure,
yeah.
Sure enough, you'd catch one that's about 5.5 or 6 pounds, and you know you got to have that fish. You put him in there.
Right.
And then an hour later, you catch one that you know is crowding 7 or 8, and you're just,
right.
It is what it is.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would definitely be a challenge.
I think that was in the Tampa Bay area we were fishing. You know, it'd been after a freeze or whatever. Snook was closed because a lot of snook died, and it was, it was real tight regulations.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you hear any more about Conroe and the, you know, I mean, I've, as far as the fish dying.
Richard didn't mention anything about it yesterday, so I guess it was just that brief turnover, you know.
Yeah, because I've talked to several people that's been out there fishing, and they haven't seen any fish dead.
No.
So
it was just a little 2 or 3 day deal there where they were seeing that. You know, Richard was talking about it, but that was it.
Yeah. 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 Well, I'm kind of anxious. I'm still at the house. I'm not in no big hurry. I'm just going to run around. Heck, it don't get daylight until almost 7. So, you know, I'm going to ride up there and go ride around and look at some water, you know, hit a few spots, and I'm not going to stay on the lake all day. Then go back and fish tomorrow and, you know, getting ready for deer season.
Yeah.
A little, getting about the right time. I mean, I'm usually a little bit farther along than I am right now on my deer stuff, but
well,
I've just been busy. You know, we're just...
Put off today what you can do tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, and it never used to be like that.
It didn't. The older I get, the more I put stuff off and go, well, I really don't have to have that done till next week. I'll deal with this and then get to that later.
Yeah, that's strange. My wife and I was talking about that yesterday.
Procrastinator.
Yeah. Hey, and, you know, I know my wife's not listening, so she's worse than I am. She was going to clean out her flower bed yesterday, and I came home, and I said, what happened? And she said, I'll just do it tomorrow, one day next week.
Well, tell her to watch out for them baby copperheads right now, because they're it's not good.
I got a pair of snake boots in my garage that come up to your knees. So
well, she needs some snake gloves for weeding them flower beds, man. That's never good. I know a woman that got bit on the thumb doing her flower beds and ended up losing that thumb. They had to cut it off.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not good. No. No.
Of all fingers to lose the thumb, man, that's... You got to have a thumb, especially if you're a fisherman.
Yeah, I couldn't even fathom.
Can you imagine trying to fish without a thumb or two thumbs?
Oh, no, that's not good at all. No,
no it ain't. All right, buddy. Well, John,
all right.
Good luck to you tomorrow, man. Break a leg. Catch them up.
Yeah, I hope, you know, my goal is 15 to 18 pounds, so that's not too bad for Conroe.
Yeah, don't set it too high, and then maybe you'll catch 25 pounds. That's the way to look at it.
Yeah.
That'll hunt.
All right,
bud, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you, John.
Sure, they can always call me on my cell, 281-222-8544.
All right,
just buddy. Give me a call. If I don't answer, leave me a message or text me. I will get back to you.
All right, my friend. Good luck. See you.
All right. Thank you, Mickey. Bye.
All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. And check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with pulled pork, homemade hot dogs. Bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And their processing facility, second to none. first-class service, first-class packaging, and all the processing they do, whether you want ground beef, Italian sausage, smoked sausage, all their products they turn out, their jerkies, it's all good. And their dry sticks, what a great snack to have out in the boat after deer season. So check them out. They're real easy to find. They're right in downtown Belleville. Look for the big white sign. Their processing facility and meat market are right next door to one another. And the Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Texas City now. Let's check in with our good friend Dave Fremont at Boyd's One Stop and the Texas City Dike. Good morning, Dave. What's up, man?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. It's all good.
I'm glad to hear that. All good in the hood.
Looks like we have to say goodbye to Bregman and maybe we'll get to see Springer a little bit, but the Astros are dropping like flies, the ones that are left.
Well, Tucker's still alive. The Cubs won, so.
Yeah. He finally hit the ball a little bit. It's good to see that. He had a couple of hits, and I was glad to see the Cubs win. I was hoping that the Yankees wouldn't make it, but maybe Toronto can do a number on
maybe
them.
Maybe they can. They're just too good, man. I mean, that pitcher they threw out there last night, that rookie pitcher, well, what a dominant display that was. 8 innings, 12 strikeouts, no runs.
Throw anywhere from 101 mile an hour to down to about 79 miles an hour.
Yeah, how about stepping in there on some of that? Man.
No, I would walk up to the plate, wave at him, and go back to the dugout.
I like the way you pitch, man. Kind of like Hunter Brown, here it is. This is what I've got. If you can hit it, more power to you. I'm bringing it out. Old school, like Nolan Ryan and the boys used to do back in the days. Here's the heat. Deal with it or die with it.
Yeah. And Nolan wouldn't have any problem letting you see it about 150 pitches before he'd sit down.
Not at
all. I mean, he could keep rolling them out. It's a wonder. It's a wonder that didn't, a Tommy John surgery was unheard of back then when he was through in his heat.
Hurt your arm, you were just finished.
Yeah.
You were done.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it all goes. If you look at it and it'll tell you that it should be a Yankee-Dodger series with the amount of talent and the amount of money that they pumped into those teams. But you never know the way that old ball's going to bounce. We'll just have to watch it and see.
That's why we love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mickey, I'm sitting out here at the very end of the Texas City Dike. Made my little stroll out here, and conditions are a little strange. The wind is a little different than what it normally is. I think we got a north kick to this wind. Maybe
yeah,
a little
they're
bit.
Calling for it to go east, but looks north northeast to me, and then northeast in another spot. So hey,
I pulled up. I don't know why, because I'm out here, but I pulled up the weather. And it said like northeast or something like that at 9. Well, I don't know where they're getting that 9 because you need a 1 in front of it. I mean, it's pretty
showing,
breezy.
Yeah, I'm showing 15 to 16 about where you're at out of the northeast. And earlier it was about 7 when I went on air.
Yeah, well, it's
And they're
it's
calling
changing
for 15
as,
to 25 today.
I think we're getting there. We're going to get there. And it's got the old water's blowed up pretty good, too. It's the tide and water level's up high here on the at the boat ramp. There's not a soul here that's launched, and that kind of told me as I was heading out here, I didn't see much boat activity at all. That most of them had done their homework
put in at the tip of the dike. If it's going to blow northeast, that's not a good find another place to ramp in.
All we're missing is about a 15 degree drop in the temperature or so, because if you're just looking at it, and you would think it's going to be chilly, but it ain't. It's far from that. 80 degrees, we got some of the water temperature keeping it up around here. I think it's about 77 or so in town, but 80 degrees here along the water. But we'll be rolling into the second week of October, and who knows, we might get some chilly weather here before it's all said and done. There's been a few flounder caught, a few more reports than has been. Feller came in a couple of days ago and had some nice flounder, and I'm thinking that that's going to only pick up and improve. I sent you that picture on 61st Street, all those jackfish.
61st Street Pier, yeah, I saw that yesterday, boy.
Yeah.
James wasn't lying he was talking about jackfish in the Gulf. You know,
man.
I was talking to him yesterday morning. He was talking about it. It's just unbelievable. Sounded like a lot of them made it 61st.
Mickey, it's a wonder there's a live mullet in the surf at all. Those things were just, you could just walk across those jackfish. It was just
amazing.
Remember
how they used to come into the bay, though, for the late summer and fall? We used to have them in the bay like crazy.
I wasn't looking the other morning when I rode out here, but this right now, this time of year, those jackfish will congregate around Mosquito Island, and they'll come around, not always. We're talking fishing here, not always. But those jackfish should come and swing around Mosquito Island and follow along the shoreline there and hit those rafts of mullet. We don't seem like we have as many of those big, giant schools and rafts of mullet that we did for so long. But they'd get in there and bust those things, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that's still going on. And a lot of times it'll be right about like 9 or 9:30 in the morning. If you're out there with a rod that you can cast and you got anything heavy enough to chunk out there, or even, you know, if you can hum a super spook or any of that, those jackfish will jump on that like a duck on a June bug, and you have a lot of fun if you want to do that. You like to change out your line and have it spooled. But anywho, it's just something else to think about. Bull reds are making their run. There's a few people that are set up out here this morning already for that. They probably landed a few of those. The conditions are right. We got it. We got, like, I guess you could call this a bull tide. It's plenty of water, and right now we've got the wind in our favor. If you're wanting a fish from the Tech City Channel side with a big old chunk of shad or mullet to catch one of those bull reds to wrestle and turn loose, you can. You got the wind to your back, so you can have a good time doing that. Few trout. I hadn't heard an awful lot, Mickey, this week on speckled trout being caught. Nothing here locally, but
I'm seeing some decent croaker coming in this year, though.
Yes, and
you
know, I think
it's not a lot of them, but there's some pretty nice ones, you know, fillet size that's coming in. I'm seeing people.
Size-wise is making me optimistic in terms of maybe there'll be a little bit of a run and something with some substance. We'll have to look and see.
Well,
haven't seen any.
The run and the flounder run going at the same time. That make everybody happy.
Yeah. Well, we got, you know, 3 solid weeks
to enjoy,
to make it happen for
we need some fronts real quick, man.
Yeah, we need to. Everybody needs to buy some bag of ice and throw it in the bay, and let's chill it down a little bit and get those flounder running.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I know that Hunter Welch will be running his Flatty Daddy flounder tournament here this month.
Yeah,
I think he does it about the third weekend or so, maybe between. It's coming up. That's all I know.
Yeah,
and he tries to keep the interest up for that, and I applaud him for doing that in the month of October, and try to get some flounder on the board and have a little fun along the way. But it's just kind of slow. It's been really slow. But I was out here a couple of mornings ago, late morning, early afternoon, and it was just beautiful. So it was perfect. The water conditions were really, really nice, and the wind was down, and just everything connected up. All the dots got connected. It was really, really nice. So we'll see what this old wind does today and this evening, and take it for what it is.
Well, how's your bait situation? All that is, boys, I know you give an update every day on there where, you know, your tanks are full again with shrimp and finger mullet and some mud menace, but how's that looking?
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for asking. We try to keep it updated. Sometimes I slip. I'm an old man. I've always got that as an excuse. But we've got, we've usually have boats will come in about late morning, early, or somewhere around, sometimes 11 in the morning or so, we'll have our first shrimp boat come in. Sometimes we'll get two deliveries, but being open 24 hours, sometimes we get a little scarce. We get really busy during the night, and it gets to be slim pickings in that Saturday morning, or sometimes even Friday morning. But those guys do a good job. But right now, we're in good shape. Got plenty of live shrimp, and they look good. They're really good, and we've got a lot of live finger mullet. I didn't look to see if we've got crab, but I think we do. In fact, I know we do. I saw Judah shaking those boxes when I was in there earlier. So we've got some live blue crab as well, and over on the seafood front, Mickey, 912s. Or the 1620 tails are sitting there on ice. Plenty more in the back for anybody that wants some, and all kind of good stuff. The grill's going to be cooking, and the grill over in Santa Fe, oh, man, they've been pumping out some good groceries. So what can I tell you?
Hey, sounds all good to me, buddy. All right, Dave. Well, hey, man, give them some info how they can reach y'all down at Boyd's before I let you go here.
Well, we're still at 227 Dyke Road. As soon as you turn off of Bay Street and come up here on Dyke Road, we're on the right hand side as you're heading out to go out there and catch a bunch of fish, and open 24 hours, and 409-945-4001, Mickey.
All right,
it's been a good show. I've enjoyed listening to it. You had a good one this morning, and we'll listen to old Captain Steve. Maybe he'll have a tall tale, and we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll wrap her up with old Hillman. All right, buddy. Well, Dave, you have a good weekend. Always a pleasure. I'll talk to you next week. Be safe out there.
Thank you, Captain Mickey.
Thank you, Dave. See you, man. All right. That's Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop and the Texas City Dyke. AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding its library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding their library of videos to cover all topics and their archive. That way you can see patterns over time. Along with their educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, it's real easy. Go to anglerU.com. You can become a member today. You'll receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. That'll save you a ton of money. Go to anglerU.com. That's anglerU.com, and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it is 5:36 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Galveston way now and check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning. Good morning, Steve-O.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay. Watching this northeast wind blow a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's cranking up. Here it comes.
Yeah.
It was calm when I first went on air, but it's coming up now.
Same here. When I first got up, it wasn't horrible, but I looked a while ago, it was gusting to 16 knots, North Jetty. That's about 18 and a half miles an hour, so that's no bueno. Not out of that direction, especially, and not this time of year for this bay. We're having a hard enough time as is when it's calm, but when it does that, it's not fun. Matter of fact, this past Monday, I had my two old guys in from Brian, and of course they come down and get a hotel. You know, we're going fishing most of the time. Very seldomly pull the plug, and it was supposed to be northeast 5 to 10, which I never believed that. When it says northeast 5 to 10, that's like when it says southwest 5 to 10. There's almost no such thing.
Or due south at 5.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. If it goes this due is southeast south, it's gonna at 5, honk, man.
That's right. And man, we got down to the ramp. I had already seen it on my phone, and it just kept picking up. But it was one of those days where it blew really hard early, and then that typical early morning northeast bluebird sky, and then it dies down around noon. Mm-hmm. But hell, they had a half day, and it just that's it. And I'm to the point, I don't even think I'm gonna offer half day trips anymore. I really don't. But these guys,
I never did. It's not, you know, unless somebody just. You know, they book a regular trip and they go, hey, we got to go in. But I don't mess with the half day stuff.
No. I mean, it's just,
we're going fishing for the day, man.
That's it. And because of things like that, we had two trout and two flounder is what we caught. That's all we caught. I mean, as far as legal fish.
Yeah.
But, and I'm coming in and it's just drop dead gorgeous. And we're coming in and, you know, it's just, not saying we would have lit them up staying, because in all honesty, fishing's not lights out even when it's calm because of this little funky transition we're in.
Yeah.
But at least we'd have had a shot at doing something else. You know, right now you need to be able to move around a bunch, you know, in our bay. And well, for what I'm doing, for throwing lures and everything. Mm-hmm. And even I got quite a few buddies who throw live bait, and they're dealing with the same thing. They're timing issues, just like they have timing issues, just like we do. Sure. And they know what they're doing. They're playing the tides and all that kind of stuff. And it's just, everything is so critical right now. All the stars have to align. It's like, so Wednesday I had a two boat deal. Like, these guys have been coming in every year for years to fish with me, and they're from up around Dallas. And Blake Sarter ran the other boat for me, and I had been catching some fish in the lower end of the bay, even in the wind, and it hasn't been horrible, but it hasn't been like great, but catch enough to make it worth it.
Yeah.
And you know, because prior to that I was going out in the middle when it got calm, and I decided to go to where I just knew I could get bit. It may not be great, but it'd be good enough, because it looked like it was going to blow a little bit early. And we get over there, made a long run, and one of the guys, Alan, he catches two right off the bat, and we caught some dinks, bunch of dinks. But and then it went from keeper trout to undersized trout to sand trout to nothing. We watched it just go away, and they were still popping some beautiful slicks. They were still there. but you couldn't buy by it. And so I had to move, made a little move, and to another area. It's been a real high percentage area for me. And same deal, a couple of slicks, but, and we hooked a couple, lost a couple, but they were done. And that's kind of been the deal for me lately. You get a couple of early morning fish, like right out of the box, and then there's this lull for like 3 or 4 hours. And depending on where you're at, when the tide switches, when it turns to go out, and it doesn't matter where, I mean, obviously you have to be on fish, but it doesn't matter where you're at, but when it flips, starts to go out, man, if you're sitting on some fish, they will eat, and that's the best feed. That is the best feed. And lately that's been around 10:30, 11 o'clock for us, for what I'm doing. And I was nowhere near where I should have been. Blake was, and I called to check on him because he had my other crew with him. He had two guys, I had two guys. And I said, I hope you're doing better than I am. And he said, man, we caught a bunch of dinks early, caught one keeper. He said, but we just pulled up in this one spot, and we caught two right off the bat. He said, I think they're fixing to go off. And I mean, I'm telling you, I'm like 35 miles from him.
Yeah,
and
you're done.
Well, no, I wasn't either, because I have my I hold a lot of fuel. So then he texts me, and we're struggling bad, and I'm just miserable. You know, these guys come down every year to fish, and it's just, you know, I'm trying, and we finally have a calm day. The wind had completely died. It was drop dead gorgeous. And then Blake, just for this whole salt in the wound thing, he sends me a text. He said, we're hammering them. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And I knew about where he was. And I told Alan and Corey, I said, y'all reel in. I said, we're going to make a long, long run. And we made a long run. And I didn't go to where Blake was. I went to an area that was very, very similar, that wasn't far from there.
Yeah.
And we pulled up, and Alan catches one, like his first cast. And that was the only one we caught there. And I'm like, God dang,
wrong move.
well, it was horrible. And there was no bait. There was nothing going on. And we had already missed that flip. We had already missed that tide change. Now the tide was going out, and it was going out at a pretty good clip. And I knew what that meant. You know, I knew it was going to be, I knew the fish were there just because I've been catching them over there, but the wind hadn't allowed me to go there, you know, in a while. And I said, guys, they're here. We got to find a little patch of fish that'll eat a little bit for us. And I just started moving around and saw some birds sitting on the water. And thank God, I mean, it's about time to go in, because they had a half day, and because they wanted to eat and then go back, you know, do the drive home and all that. All these guys, a lot of them have a routine. They have everything planned out.
Yeah.
And with me, it's hard to have a plan, but because you never know what you're going to get. And so, man, one last move, and we're sitting on three trout, and we pull up, and everybody hooks up. We catch like seven real nice trout, like immediately. I mean, but that last stop saved our bacon. But it was just, man, that is the microcosm of what's going on right now. And because, I mean, our water temperature 3-4 weeks ago was 88 to 90. And yesterday morning it was 80. Day before that was 80.5. I mean, it's dropped 8 or 9, 10 degrees, depending on where you're at. And everything is on the move. And not only are they on these trout on the move, it's hard to get them to eat. And I tell you what, I've seen a bunch in the last couple of weeks, and thank God I've had them, but there's always one guy on my boat. And Alan was that guy yesterday, or day before yesterday, rather. There's always one guy that carries the load of the crew. And lately it hadn't been me, I can tell you that. But it's crazy how that works.
Well, you're still learning. You'll get good one of these days.
I'm trying really hard. Well, I'm trying, man. It's really a challenge for me. But But I'm sure through the years you had your crews where, you know, one day it's one guy, next day it's another guy. Somebody always seems to have the hot hand.
Has the hot hand, yeah.
And it's so bizarre because Alan.
It's only like that when fishing's slow and bad, you know, when fishing's good and everybody's nuking them.
That's it. And I think with me, because it so much of it's mental. It's like golf. It's like baseball. You know, when a hitter's in a slump, it's like so many things. Man, when it gets between your ears like that, because I want them, and I tell people this all the time, I want you to catch fish worse than you want to catch them. I promise. I don't want a hard day.
Yeah,
I hate hard days.
I'm not intentionally doing this, you know. I want everybody to catch them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you know, you're pulling your hair out. I burned 34 gallons of gas Wednesday. That's the most gas I think I've burned all year. That's a lot of gas for a four-stroke.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what fishing is for me right now. It's some days we do real good. Haven't had many just horrible days, and it's usually because of the wind when we do. But when it's calm, you can make it work. But my God, it's work. It can be anyway.
Right.
We had a couple easy days last week, but it's just. But I don't think we're going to be able to make it work this morning. It's going to be tough. I mean, it's that northeast wind drifting around in that. But what's it doing right now? I looked earlier. It was gusting 16 at the northeast.
God. 17 at Eagle Point.
Jeez, yeah. Yeah, my guys are kind of on standby, but it ain't. I said, if it comes down, we'll try to make it work. But none of the forecasts I looked at showed it coming down.
No, nothing I'm looking at shows that. It's supposed to do this today and tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, and I just don't have anything in this bay. Well, there's not a lot of Texas bays along the, you know, this part of the coast where you, this time of year, where a north end is a good wind for you. That's about one of the worst directions. But I did go up your way the other day just to piddle again. I don't know why I keep doing that. I don't know why I keep doing it. But
you used to do it all the time, and it was always good.
And we caught a handful of legal fish, but, man, and we were already done. We were just piddling. But, man, it was a pencil fest.
It is.
And but, man, I tell you, a lot of the good fish we're catching are headed your direction,
like they're
supposed to be.
They're getting ready for the next flood. They'll all move up this way, and then here comes the next flood, and then they'll all go back down your way. Nothing changes.
Yeah, but I have to wonder if
the water's gotten so good all over. Everything's salted up. It's clean. The salinity's right, and it spread these fish out. This spring, when they were all conglomerated, everybody's going, man, we got a lot of fish. And I said, well, wait till it gets salty and they tell me that this fall.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, and we're back to the old spot fishing. Same, nothing changes, man.
No, it's the same movie we watched last year.
Yeah.
But and the year before that, like we think everything's going to stay salty. And then all of a sudden, bam, the Trinity, the Lake Livingston Dam is up to 60 and 70,000 and.
Here
but
we go again.
Man, if it could just stay like this, I think you might have a decent fall up there. I hope.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. It's been 4 or 5 years since we got on anything good up there. Really longer than that.
Longer than that.
As far as any consistency.
Yeah.
You know,
what I call good. Good for me.
Yeah.
Might be fantastic for everybody else, but.
Yeah. But it's just like there's a patch of fish here and a patch of fish there.
Yeah.
Keepers, I'm talking about. Little fish, different ball game. There's places you can go right now, and if you wanted to, you could catch 150 undersized trout. But why?
Why?
You know?
Why rip holes in all those little fish?
Right.
Man? And people do it and thinking they're going to get bigger, but they're pretty much clones. If you're in little ones, leave. There's no sense in fighting it.
But I tell you, and I said it last week, I've been saying it, those fish I cleaned, the females the other day, a couple of them just chock full of roe, chock full of eggs.
Yeah. Well, we got a full moon coming, and that we'll probably get a dump.
That'll be the last one. That'll be the last one for this year. It's got to be. I mean, usually October is is the final month. I mean, sometimes September. But man, we get a couple of spawns.
Up my way, I've seen some big October spawns in the past, you know, when the Salinity was right. Oh, yeah, we've seen them where they just, when you grab a trout, eggs were squirting out of it.
Yeah. But some of the areas I tried, I tried a lot of mystery stuff the other day with Alan and Corey, and some of the areas they're staged up well. They're setting up real well for, I mean, tons of bait, tons of mullet, shad, and they're like two cold fronts away from getting good.
Yeah.
We're not there. Everything's still in limbo right now.
We're just, it's like I'm saying, November to January, set your sights on that.
Yep. Then we'll be talking about how many Christmas we have.
True.
Well, yeah. Well.
Oh, I had the best way to get you about your nets and your spray guard is just call your regular number. Is that the best way to get you?
That's the best way. I spent a whole day the other day delivering nets and spray guards. But
I need to get a net from you too. I need to hook up with you.
Yeah, let me know.
Get one. Mine's getting pretty wore out. It's not from netting fish. It's just from being in the elements. It's so
right.
Old.
Well, I can hook you up. I'll even give you a little discount.
Getting a little ragged.
Oh man, but no, just the best
right,
way
buddy.
Just
well hey, just, throw out your number so somebody can reach out to you, even if they want to go fishing too. Go fishing,
yeah, I
can
pick you
up a net while you're there, man.
That's it. 409-256-7937.
All right, Hillman. Well, good luck with that wind. Keep an eye on it for me. I'm gonna go home and take a nap.
Good for you. I bet you eat some eggs and bacon before you do, don't you?
I might have a little breakfast. Yeah, that's always a good one. But I'm not hungry this morning. We didn't talk about food. Nobody brought it up, so that's good. All right, buddy. Hillman, have a good day. Catch him up, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mickey.
Later, man. Thank you. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. We'll be back in the morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.